Happy Friday, my friends. This is Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm Jesse Steele. Notice how I said you're my friends, even though I hadn't even introduced myself yet? Well, that's because I think everybody should be friends. So, let's get on with the news for the day. You know what happened today? Milpon Music Festival tickets went on sale. That's right. First day of tickets and camping sales is today, April 1st. Just kidding! Well, no, actually, I'm just kidding about just kidding, because it's true. April 1st, the tickets go on sale. We will be taking orders over the phone by fax, and by we, I mean them, fax, mail, or walk-ins. You can call and do not get through to a person. If you call and don't get through to a person, leave a voicemail, and they will get back to you as soon as possible. The festival is planned for September 16th through the 18th. So, attendees who camped in the Browns Campground 2021 are guaranteed the same spot, only if they purchase their tickets and camping passes on April 1st. So if you're listening to this and you're planning on going and you camped and you want your same spot, you have to order today. That's it. So you got to get on that one. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. There is a minimum stay of 3 nights if you're camping, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. No hookup spaces will be $90, and hookup spaces will be $105 for 3 nights. If you're interested in reserving additional nights in Browns Campground, you can call them at 760-873-5342 after April 1st. So you've got to get your spot, then you call Browns and say, hey, I also want to stay X, Y, Z, whatever the dates are you're after. So pretty good. And then you get your tickets at the same time. So, it should be a good lineup. I actually haven't seen any of the bands this year, but I will keep you informed as I hear what's going on. But you know it's going to be good. It's always good. So you need to call today and get that lined up. And leave a voicemail, because by the time you get this, they will be closed. Let's see what else we got here. It's been a long day. I've been in meetings all day, so I haven't had a lot of time to post stuff. So, let's see. There is a town council meeting for Mammoth Town Council. That is on the 6th, so a couple days from now. The agenda and Zoom link are at easternsierranow.com. We got a Recreation Commission meeting. That one is April 5th. That's for Mammoth as well. And we have Mammoth Lakes Recreation Allocations Committee meeting. So here's the thing. I've been noticing since I started Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm not knocking anybody here or making fun of anybody. Maybe myself. So, Mammoth has a Recreation Commission meeting, a Recreation Allocations Committee meeting, a Recreation and Parks Committee meeting, a Mammoth Lakes Allocations for Parks and Recreation meeting. There's 300 meetings for what seems like the same thing to me. Now, I'm guaranteeing that's not the case. They probably all have their own specific things, and they don't want everybody else's stuff on their shoulders, and I don't blame them. Here's what my observation is, and this is just a Jesse observation. I've been making these for years publicly, and I just when I see something that's silly. So, Inyo County has a supervisors meeting and a Bishop City Town Council meeting. And that's it. Once in a while, there's like a water commission meeting or something, but there's like nothing that goes on down here. And up there every day, there's four. It blows my mind. I don't know who's right, who's wrong, why this is this way, why it's that way. You know, who's doing it the more efficient way. I don't know. There's more money in Mammoth, I'll tell you that. So maybe that's what it's about. The other thing I've noticed is they have, and it's because they have people that do this, for instance, but like Stuart Brown with the town, he posts great newsletters once a week about recreation going on in Mammoth, about the town updates going on in Mammoth, and there's multiple ones. Brianna from the Chamber does this. There's a lot of people that post a lot of information. We don't get anything down here, except for me, I suppose. So maybe I'm the guy down here, but the thing is, I get my information from them. So everything I'm getting is press releases and stuff that's coming from these other newsmakers that are bringing it in. I'm the news reporter, not the maker. So Bishop, Owens Valley, I don't get anything. There's no sources. So my mom always says, well, how come you always post everything from Mammoth and not from Bishop? That's probably not how my mom sounds either. So mom, don't hit me for making that stupid voice. But that's why. There's nothing coming out. Nobody's saying anything. I've played put my press release pass stuff in for everybody that I can think of, and there's just, it's just not happening. It's just slower down here, I guess. People don't, I don't know. Maybe that's something I should be doing. Everybody out there, you send me directly your stuff. I'll put together the newsletter and post it through Eastern Sierra Now. That's probably the answer. So instead of complaining about something, you offer a solution. That's always the smarter way to go. So info@EasternSierraNow.com. You send me your stuff, I will post it. Unless it's some ridiculous thing that I shouldn't be posting. But if it's news, I'm posting it. Guarantee it. So hit me up. So anyway, those two meetings before I went on my rant were April 5th and April 6th. So if you're interested in those, then you go to Eastern Sierra Now and you'll be able to get the links there. You know, there's a pretty cool program going on in Bishop, seeing as we were just talking about that. This Eastside Student Center. Have you guys heard about this? I've posted a couple things about it. I think it's pretty cool. It's a good chance for kids to have something to do right outside of school other than go play a video game or something. You know what I mean? And if you're not in sports, you're not jumping right into your practices and stuff. Well, this is a great chance for kids to get together. It's a hangout spot. But it's also a place for people to, there's adults that are teachers and people that are, you know, of the community, but they're there to help mentor and tutor and help with your homework. It gives you a place to go where you have internet access. You have people to help you work through things and figure stuff out. Seems like a pretty cool thing. So they're looking for volunteers, always. The drop-in schedule for students is Tuesday and Thursday from 3:30 to 5:15. So any student can just drop in between those times and get help with anything they're looking for, or just a place to chill, you know? The schedule can vary from time to time as we are dependent on volunteers. There has to be adult volunteers that are approved. And approving means fingerprinted for background check prior to working with students. They're working with Bishop Unified School District to provide the service free of charge for the volunteer. So you don't need to get volunteered and pay for it down at the cop shop down there. So if you call Marnie Castile, who works at the Bishop Unified School District, 872-3680 extension 8, Marnie can hook you up with everything that you need to know about volunteering for the after-school program and helping these kids out. That's cool. They actually have fingerprinting that's taking place at the Inyo County Office of Ed, and that is 166 Grandview Drive. That's in the Jill Kinmont Booth School. That's where the Office of Ed offices are. So once you're cleared, they'll have a volunteer waiver for you to sign. You're good to go. You can help out. And that's pretty cool. Pretty great for everybody on that. I think that's a really good deal. So I'll just read you what they said about their programs. It's currently because of our limited staff and volunteers, we mostly provide a fairly unstructured place for students to hang out, play games, grab a snack, work on homework, etc. However, we are in the midst of hiring our first paid staff member and would love to provide some structured programs on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. If there's something you're interested in, teaching, or an activity you'd like to lead, let us know. We have art supplies, books, games. You can purchase other materials if needed for other programs or activities. Students have expressed interest in art, sports, learning new games, drama, acting, the list goes on. So thank you so much from the Eastside Student Center is what it says. And that sounds like a good thing. You know, there's a lot of give you got to give to be a part of a community. You know what I mean? You take, you got to give. And this is a great way. Maybe you have some kind of a skill. Maybe you're an actor and you want to teach an improv class for these kids. Maybe you play the guitar and you want to teach them some music. I know for a fact Inyo Council for the Arts has a bunch of instruments that they use that for. Maybe that's something you can work out between the two. You know what I mean? There's a lot of ideas out there and a good way to teach some kids some stuff. So anyway, head over there, check that out. Again, call Marnie, 872-3680, extension 8, and she can hook you up with all of the details. The actual location for this, by the way, is the United Methodist Center Multipurpose Room. It's 205 North Fowler. That's the church right next to the high school. There's a big conference center room in there for plenty of stuff. You know, that's a pretty great idea. So again, 3:30 to 5:15 daily, and you do have to get approved through fingerprinting before you can do it. But it seems like a really good way for those that are just looking to give back to the community. So go check that out. Remember I said how Mammoth has all those meetings? There's a Mammoth Lakes Tourism Board meeting. That's April 6th. At least it's not part of the same exact thing like before. That's where my joke came in. But still, you know what? When you got a lot going on, you got to have meetings about it, bro. That's how this works. You can't just get, go willy-nilly with these things. So if you want to be interested in that, head over to Eastern Sierra Now. You can check that out. So here's some good news. State Route 89 Monitor Pass opens from winter closure. Caltrans reopened State Route 89 Monitor Pass from its winter closure today at noon. The highway, the northernmost mountain pass in District 9, connected Mono County to Ebbets Pass and Alpine County, originally closed for the season December 16th. Crews removed snow and ice from the road, cleared debris, and made the necessary repairs to safely reopen the highway. Monitor Pass is the first of Mono County's three mountain passes over the Sierra Nevada to open from its winter closure. It joins two other highways in Cal District 9 that reopened in March. As of today, April 1st, the following routes are open. 89, 120 East, that's Mono Mills Road, and 158 North, that's North June Lake Loop. Caltrans top goal is safety and for safely traveling of the public. Even though these roads are open, motorists should still be prepared for emergencies as weather and road conditions can change rapidly. Several highways remain in winter closure as maintenance crews continue to remove snow and debris from the road. 108 Sonora is closed, 120 West at Levine is closed, 270 to Bodie is closed, 203 Mammoth Mountain Inn is closed, 168 West at Aspendale Gate is closed out of Bishop, and Crestview Safety Roadside Rest Area is closed. So, if you want to know more about those and when they're going to open, there's a bunch of ways to do it. You can go to Twitter and Instagram, that's at Caltrans 9. You can go to Facebook, Caltrans District 9. They have their own app, quickmap.dot.ca.gov. That's the website or the QuickMap app, which you can get from there. Or you can always just do the old-fashioned thing, 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. And that's how you get a hold of all the information from Caltrans. So, last night, I got the privilege of going to the Mammoth Middle School and High School Choir concert. It was called Songs Are Stories, or Stories Are Songs, something like, anyway, it was really good. Mr. Hammers does such a good job up there. All I've ever heard about this guy, I met him last night for the first time, all I've ever heard is how our area is so freaking lucky to have someone as talented as this man teaching our kids music. And they can't believe that he lives here and is this, they're like, he should be teaching music school at Juilliard or something. I mean, I hear the most amazing things about this guy. And so I was stoked to meet him. So we went and checked it out. It was wonderful. There was 15 girls, I believe, that performed from eighth grade up through junior. I'm not going to play any of their songs because not only would I not want to put them out there without their permission, but they are under 18 and I can't really do that without getting in trouble. So you have to have parents' permissions. It's a whole deal. So I'm just going to air the interview I had with Mr. Hammers, and we'll go from there. They talk about the event, and they talk about what's coming up for them and what they're going to be doing in the future. You need to check this out. I promise you. These kids are incredible, and it's just such a cool program. So without further ado, here is Mr. Hammers. So there was a music event with a choir. How did that go?
It was great. This was our annual Songs and Stories concert, where we split up the choir and invite each singer to come on stage and present their own song, their own solo performance. So ranging from eighth graders from the middle school to juniors, we had 15 performances this evening and it went awesome. I couldn't have asked for it to go better.
Oh, that's great. What's next for the choir program?
So we are looking forward to our spring events. In late April, we're traveling down south to compete in a jazz festival, and the choir will regroup and become a jazz choir, spend a day at Six Flags. And then in late May, on May 26th, we'll be having our spring concert here at the high school, where we get to, again, sing as a choir, maybe feature some of these solos, give out some awards for the evening and the year. That's it.
Fantastic. If somebody wants to find out more or how they can go to these concerts and things, where do they go?
You can always reach out to any of the schools, or we have a Facebook page, so Mammoth Lakes Music. We also have an Instagram page, Mammoth Lakes Music, where you can see our concert posters and see when our upcoming events are, things like that.
All right. Well, fantastic job tonight. The girls were great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. You're doing great things up there, man. Yeah, they're doing great things down in Bishop, too. Ryan Mills, who directs the band up there, does such a great job. And Diana Lannon, who directs the choir, she's who taught me. And I'm the best there is, and don't you ever say otherwise. So they are fantastic. It was a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Hammers. And you do such a great job, and I've heard nothing but amazing things from multiple people. So fantastic work up there, Mammoth Middle School and Mammoth High School. We are going to call it for the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Eastern Sierra Now, and we will be back on Monday with more exciting news for you. Talk to you later.